Fagley's got two broken fingers. These two on his throwing hand. Pitched yesterday in the ninth inning, so he'll be out for a little bit. Joyce will throw to bases today. If all goes well, Darryl planning a minor league game tomorrow in the outfield. Hopefully we're on our way with him. Dull will throw to hitters tomorrow, 30 pitches. Cotton surgery is Wednesday with Meister in Arlington.
Can you tell us about your cuts this morning, especially AJ?
Yeah, you know, it's just, it got to the point where, you know, we were comfortable with the guys we have here. You know, there was a lot of speculation with him, and rightly so, based on the way he was pitching. You know, I think Billy said it best, and, you know, is it fair to him to rush him up here just because at one point in time it looked like there was a need? We have several guys pitching pretty well right now, so he's better off, you know, getting some innings down there now and refining his craft, which he's done very well up to this point. And we'll see when his timing is. But he, again, had a very impressive camp.
Do you think he's very far away?
You know, the strides that he's made to get to where he is right now have been really significant. Again, it's just, you know, when you're skipping steps and you really haven't had that much time really at the AA level, or let alone AAA level, you just worry about kind of where you go with him. So we want to make sure, you know, to an extent, he at least catches all these levels and is that much more prepared once he gets here.
What do you think is kind of left for him, just that refinement?
Yeah, just pitching. You know, just the next level of competition, and then here. So what he's done to get to where he is right now, four-pitch pitcher, he's compact delivery, you know, all these things are significant in what he's done. It's just another classification, different competition level.
What do you make of what Bassett did while he was here? He says he never felt like he understood kind of what the role he was being pointed toward.
Well, we tried to, you know, intimate that to him, and it was one of those roles where, you know, you look at what Gossett's doing right now. He's, you know, he didn't have a problem with that. He's just going out there and pitching, and I understand, you know, what Bass is saying, but he's got to be ready for just about anything. That's kind of where he is right now in that potential hybrid type role, and, you know, never really performed to where he could get stretched out. So
what would the plan be for him? Billy was mentioning yesterday that there is a lack of starting pitching.
Correct. And that's kind of where we weren't really sure with him. You know, we were trying to do what was best for him and best for us, where we might need him, and things over the course of spring change. So never really got him out there long enough to get a look at him in a potential starter's role. So we'll see where it goes. And I'm not sure what they have planned for him once he leaves here. At least 2 weeks of nothing. So, you know, we'll see how he responds to it.
You said right hand?
Right hand, yeah. These two fingers.
With, I think you've got 39 players mm-hmm. left. How many do you see taking back to the Bay Area, roughly?
I don't know. I mean, some of the guys, potentially, that left today could come with us. So, you know, you're always looking at where the roster is and roster guys, and it'll be consistent with what we've taken in the past. It doesn't mean that the guys that are here right now will be the guys that go. So there'll be some more cuts before we leave.
You have occasionally taken guys who are maybe like in AJ's position for that series to get them sort of a taste of.
I don't see that being him right now. I think we have days for the guys that we think will be, you know, in those positions. So I don't see that being him right now.
You have Luzardo starting today.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Come back from the beach.
Just because where we were with, you know, piggybacking guys, and this day just came open. So we targeted this a few days ago, upwards of potentially, you know, 40 pitches today. So hopefully we see him, you know, in theory, maybe going out for the fourth inning, which would be exciting.
Was Bassett's velocity where you ideally wanted to be this spring, or?
Well, it's not. I, you know, when you have the type of surgery that it did, it's progressively going to come. And that was what I kind of intimated to him, is don't worry about the velo right now. He's thrown a lot harder in the past. And we feel like the velocity will come. So it's not, I didn't expect a certain velocity out of him. I think each guy is a little different in you know, when their velo comes back. So I believe he will throw harder than he was here.
With Puck, the fact that you weren't seeing the sort of the upper 90s that he's capable of during camp, was there any concern about that? Is that something that you would like to see, you know, once he goes back?
I think it'll get there. I think the fact that he was working on different things and he was really concentrating on his two-seamer and his changeup, you know, maybe not at the point of spring yet where the velo picks up. And certain guys are different. Certain guys get here and they're, you know, they have their velo right away. Certain guys, it takes a little bit.
Do you see waiting until the Bay Bridge series to announce all your rotation?
No. Guys? I thought we had enough going today. I'll probably do something with my, at least with our opening day guy here in the next couple of days.
Anything else?
All right.